This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. 100th anniversaries can be big events, and right now we're in the middle of World War I's 100th birthday. It was called the Great War and the War to End All Wars. KUNC film critic and CU Denver film teacher Howie Movshovitz says it was neither of those, but it did bring the world some great films.
The terrible series of events leading up to actual fighting began on June 28, 1914, when the Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria was assassinated in Sarajevo. On August 3, German troops moved into Belgium. British historian Michael Howard described the crazy logic of the war by writing that in order to support Austria in a conflict with Russia over Serbia, Germany attacked France by going through neutral Belgium. Years of horror followed, and of course World War I was a direct cause of World War II. Films about World War I are nothing like the movies about World War II. While World War II films typically picture the end of the war as triumph, World War I movies reflect that ghastly, absurd logic and tend to end on notes of waste, loss, and futility. Most World War I films are anti-war, and there's no such thing as triumph. Take a look at the 1932 version of A Farewell to Arms, directed by Frank Borzage from Ernest Hemingway's novel with Gary Cooper and Helen Hayes. It's a stunning, gauzy melodrama which helped define the look of World War I in movies. The stylized, barren, cratered landscape with fallen barbed wire fences and dead trees looking like tortured abstract paintings. Cooper's Lieutenant Henry deserts the Italian army to meet his great love Catherine, who's escaped to Switzerland. And in one of the essential movie descriptions of the war, he flees in a tumultuous nighttime through hordes of refugees, war graves on hillsides, abandoned weapons, rain and chaos. French director Jacques Annouar's 1937 The Grand Illusion, one of the greatest films ever, gets to the futility of war with no combat scenes and only four or five shots fired. As if Renoir refused to dignify the stupidity of the war he fought in by showing any imitation of it. Instead, Renoir films the ridiculous persistence of social snobbery in prisoner of war camps, because this war was largely about social class. A bunch of American pictures from the 1930s take on something like what we now call PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. In the beautiful, morally surprising 1932 I'm a Fugitive from a Chain Gang, Paul Muni plays a World War I veteran who can't handle middle-class life anymore. He's restless and dissatisfied, but society won't tolerate such a guy and drives him away. American gangster pictures from the 30s, like the Roaring Twenties, blame World War I for turning good people into criminals. One of the nastiest films about the time isn't about the war at all. Michael Haneke's The White Ribbon from 2009 set in a German village just before the war. The place is a morass of venality, oppressive religion, abuse, and blame. It's Haneke's vision of the kind of warped society that wanted and created the war. These films are all in black and white. The abstraction of black and white cinematography fits the fundamental bleakness of how filmmakers look upon this war to end all wars. But one color film also catches the empty destruction the war visited on human life. French filmmaker Bertrand Tavernier's 1989 masterpiece Life and Nothing But takes place at the end of the war. A French officer is the one person in charge of accounting for over 300,000 missing French soldiers. A young widow with political connections wants him to find her husband. She's entitled and persistent. He's enraged by her. They fall in love, but they're both too damaged to act on those feelings. These are only a few of the exquisite films about World War I. King Vidor's 1925 The Big Parade, William Wellman's 1927 Wings, the first film to win the Oscar for Best Picture, All Quiet on the Western Front, and Charles Chaplin's 1918 comedy Soldier Arms. All of these films expose the murderous shabbiness of the familiar hype and justification for war. None of them are out of date. For KUNC, I'm Howie Movshovitz.